It is a Tuesday morning here today. This is the morning mass. On a Tuesday, you know what we do. We head to FHN. It's the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here today from the FHN Vein Center, Stacy Kearney's with us again. Hey, Stacy. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. And I know that the services at the Vein Center sometimes considered to be somewhat elective. So it's really a good time to be talking to you because people are making New Year's resolutions. But before we talk about that, Stacy, tell us again, remind us about your role at FHN and also at the Vein Center specifically.
Sure. I am a registered nurse. I've worked for FHN for just under 8 years. I've been working in the Vein Center since it opened, and my role is basically just to make sure everything is running smoothly from day to day and that everyone is where they need to be to best serve our patients.
I know that you opened up the Vein Center in 2016, and it really has become very popular and has expanded. Tell us what type of services that you're offering there.
Sure. We have three providers that specialize in venous disease, varicose veins, and vein reflux. And then each provider are able to do outpatient procedures such as endovenous laser ablations and microphlebectomies.
Tell us about the providers and the technicians that work there at the center.
We have three providers, Dr. Castro, Dr. Urban, and Dr. Levine. We also currently have three ultrasound sonographers, Emily and Nikki, and then we're hoping to add a third tech very soon. We are also looking for a CMA, a certified medical assistant that can help be trained to help the providers during procedures and then the day-to-day care of the vein patients.
We're talking to Stacy Kearney, RN at the FHN Vein Center. She's worked there since its opening back in 2016. Stace, I know that many people think that varicose veins is just merely a cosmetic problem, but it is much more than that. Tell us about that and also what kind of problems can be caused.
If someone is having symptoms of venous disease, such as pain, swelling, itching, a feeling of heaviness in their legs or a burning sensation, it's always a red flag that there's a deeper underlying problem, such as having venous insufficiency or reflux, which basically just means that the valves in their veins are not working properly.
And then what kind of issues really are underlying that? Talk a little bit about that.
A lot of times we've been finding it's genetics. If they have a parent or a first-degree relative that has had varicose veins, it usually means that they will end up with them too. Also, people that have sedentary jobs, unfortunately age, that comes with it too. Pregnancy, a former leg injury. The thing with venous disease, it's not age or gender specific.
What about the surgery there at the Vein Center? Is it complicated? Talk about that a little bit.
No, it's not complicated at all. It's an outpatient procedure. It's done under a local anesthetic. The patients literally walk in, they walk out. We don't want them going home and just sitting. We want them up moving afterward. A lot of people end up going back to work the same day after having the procedures done.
Wow. Is this covered by insurance?
It is. Insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid, every procedure that we do is always pre-certified before we move forward with anything.
Now, what about there? You also do the cosmetic type vein issues as well. They can be treated by you at the Vein Center at FHN. Tell us about that.
Yes, we also have sclerotherapy for the cosmetic issues that patients have been having, the spider veins that especially women specifically do not like to have. We also have a package now for patients that are able to get treatment for the cosmetic aspect of it. The package is $325 for a single treatment. That includes their initial consultation, the first treatment, and then also their follow-up.
All right, so that's the cosmetic type vein. That's what do you call that again? It's
sclerotherapy.
Sclerotherapy. All right. And what kind of a procedure is that?
It's very simple. It's basically the doctor injects a special solution into the spider veins, which causes them to collapse and they're reabsorbed and faded away. You know, they'll fade away. Sometimes, depending on the extent of the spider veins an individual has, it may take more than one treatment. But like we discussed, it is cosmetic, so those are not covered by insurance.
But again, the procedure, you have a special package again. Kind of run through that again.
Yes. The package for the sclerotherapy is $325. That includes the patient's initial consultation. That also includes their first treatment and their follow-up.
Now, maybe people are thinking about this next year, 2019, as a year to take care of some vein issues. Be a great New Year's resolution. How can someone find out if they'd be a candidate for vein surgery?
Well, we have also been receiving several referrals from primary physicians' offices, but we do offer free screenings once a month. We actually just had one last night, and our next one is going to be on January 15th and then another one on February 12th. And that's where an individual can come in. Like I said, it's free to the public, and they can get a quick scan just to see if they do have any form of vein reflux, so if they would benefit to have a full consultation.
All right, so that's absolutely free. So now that the next one that's coming up is January 15, and then after that, put on your calendar if you can't make the 15th of January next year, then February 12 is the next one for the month of February. Where could people, Stace, where could people find out about the screenings or learn more about the vein center there?
They can go to our website at www.fhn.org. We are also going to be having another article out next month, I believe in January, in the Insight. And then they could also call our vein center at 815-599-VEIN or 8346.
All right, Stace, great to talk to you. It's always great information. Thank you very much. Let's talk again soon, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, all right?
And same to you. Thank you.
Stacey Kearney here today, the RN, one of the RNs at the Vein Center here today, and that's the FHN Dial the Doc program here today on The Morning Mass.